This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece, all 105.3 The Fan, 105.3thefan.com. You can check out the Ezekiel Elliott story. And, man, as home of the Cowboys and home of the Rangers, the content is always flowing at 105.3thefan.com. The Zeke privately said he's planning a training camp holdout. 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Is that a smart move or is that a bonehead move for Ezekiel Elliott?
So says Mike Florio.
Yeah, that's according to Mike Florio. Let's credit Florio there.
Or maybe potentially blame him. Maybe I'm setting it up for a blame.
Yeah, it's a good point. What do you guys think? Is this, I mean, here you are, 2 years out from your contract being wrapped up. Is that 2 years? And then is that what it is? A fifth year option? Three years out from it?
Oh, in terms of when it expires. Yeah. Gotcha, yes, 2 years.
So you got that going on. And the Cowboys are in a position of, I mean, they're getting ready to make the run. And I don't like this because of, I think it's a huge gamble on his part. Okay. I think it's a real big gamble, because if you hold out during training camp, I feel like you are giving the Cowboys an opportunity to, and they're going to get it anyway because you don't play training camp mostly. And luckily, hopefully he doesn't anyway, because I'd rather him be healthy for game one. But you're giving them a very good look and a good reason to take a look at all the other running backs they have on the roster. And there's a guy that really wants that job. I mean, he's a rookie and he's ready to, you know, show that he can be an Alvin Kamara type player. And so you give them that opportunity to do it. Now, that being said, they could see it and say, well, that's not exactly what we thought it was going to be, and we're in trouble. Now, one of two things could happen. They say, we got to make a trade for Duke Johnson because he wants out. Let's go ahead and try and get that guy over here. Or they say, well, our best option is to go ahead and get a contract redone with Ezekiel Elliott, because he'll give us the opportunity to win a championship this year.
I don't want
to. I still think it's a gamble on his part. The Cowboys can just kind of sit and wait. I mean, they really don't have to, but it's a big gamble on his part. So I don't think it's smart from his perspective.
I don't want to give him a new contract, but I am intrigued by, you do whatever it takes to load up for this year, because this could be a championship year and it's the last year of cheap Dak, and I appreciate that.
Why don't you want to give him a longer term contract?
Well, I don't value the position of running back like that, and I think the first mega running back contract that's been given out under the new terms you've seen is already primed to be a disaster in Todd Gurley. Like, that thing is going to destroy them. Maybe not destroy them, because they have a lot of other young talent. I think it's really going to affect their ability to stay top level for years and years to come.
Although, do the terms of that situation change how you feel on that, because it is like this injury situation, or does that make your point
stronger? Oh, no, that is exactly why I think that is a mistake. And so, like, I just don't value the position, given how it gets used up and thrown away in the NFL. And that's one of the...
So are you more intent on just continuing to draft
you know,
random guys to play in the position then?
Absolutely.
So not because I don't think that there's any way that he's not going to command a premium, all right?
Sure.
Or demand a premium.
He's a really... But he's a great player.
What if Zeke wanted to sign for a good contract? And when I say good, it's something that's not Todd Gurley's contract, but it's a good, reasonable, both sides benefit contract.
If that exists, maybe, but my idea of what that is probably not going to work with him, because, like, for me, it would be, I'll give you a 2-year, $36 million fully guaranteed extension. Like, that would be the offer that I would put on the table.
That's really good.
Yeah, at $18 million per year, you're going to blow away anything else that you're going to get that out there on the market per year. You're going to reset the running back market from a per-year perspective. However, you're going to look at some of the other guaranteed money out there, or, like, practically guaranteed money out there with Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, and then whoever's going to roll up into the system next, and you're going to feel like you got less because you did.
What if you want? What if he wanted more incentive-laden stuff? Because I don't know what the incentives are in a rookie contract.
I would be inclined to do that. Pretty limited.
But he's looking at it saying to himself, I mean, I'm getting nothing for being the rushing champion.
Right.
Like, what if I can get my extra money, I'll take on those responsibilities. Just give me a different what if it's not just, hey, I need this money. It's, I want the ability to make more money.
Then I would be willing to make that happen.
I was listening to G-Bag today as they kind of kicked this around. One thing that they brought up is the thought of, or I brought this into their thinking on it, and I'll go ahead and bring up their point in just a second. But it's been mentioned that they're going to pay him. It's been mentioned at the Combine, right, that they were talking about paying Zeke. Well, if you are going to pay Zeke, and this gets back into what they were talking about, then it might be a good idea to pay him now.
Oh, sure.
Because you can front load the contracts to whatever you can get, and that way, maybe on down the line when he's lost something, that's not part of his guaranteed money anymore.
No, you could absolutely do that. And I agree with that logic that, and you're right, we've heard that that seems to be their idea. I'm just telling you, I don't support that philosophy. But again, I don't get called on for personnel moves. And if they have decided that
you're not Steven.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, my name's Frank. Kevin.
So, and if that's the case, then you're right. Go ahead and pay. Look, I would treat this season very much like the NFL is treating this season. Like, think about everything that the NFL has already jumped through hoops to get done. Like, they settled their deal with Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid because they didn't want any whiff of a scandal. Well, good luck with that. Going into the 100th season. I feel the exact same way about the Cowboys then. If they
how
have
much of it do you think is 100th season, and how much of it do you think is potential CBA discussions? And I want them to get rid of that so they don't have to bring that into the conference room.
Believe it or not, from everything I've heard, I really do think it's the 100th season. Because remember, they are even adding a new Hall of Fame class for that. So I really do think that's a fair question, though. But I really do think that. So for me, I'd pull out all the stops. You're right. If they've already decided that they're going to pay Zeke no matter what, then let's just go ahead and do it now. Don't tell me that there's plenty of time. Because, sure, there's plenty of time for him to hold out. There's plenty of time for him to get disgruntled and change his mind that he doesn't want to be here. There's plenty of times for a lot of other things to happen. But you know what there's also plenty of time for? There's plenty of time for you and the other bean counters to get into the room and figure out how to make this work to your advantage, unlike we don't do every single free agency when we have a franchise thing looming. Instead, we're like, deadlines make deals. We have plenty of time. Yeah, you have plenty of time if you don't care about all the options in front of you. And you're right. If the Cowboys decide they're going to re-sign Zeke, do it now when you have all the options in front of you. Wouldn't you like more time to figure out how you're going to disperse all of your debt or pay off all of your debt? Well, hell yeah, you would. If you're going to have a credit card emergency that you know is going to happen in 2 years, are you going to go, well, I might as well wait until the emergency happens? Or are you going to put together? Yeah, okay, fine. But then when it comes up, are you like, I wish I would have nerded out like Kevin?
I would rather go ahead and start a savings account that will help me to pay that off when that money happens.
Or I'm not even asking you to start a savings account. I'm asking you to jot down a plan where you will eventually start a savings account. I don't even need you to make that leap of faith. I just need you to put something together now and not go, we'll see what happens when the time comes.
I was very interested earlier today in when the story posted and the conversation started happening, because I saw so many people dropping the trade him, get rid of him, move on from him. There are a lot of people, and you know, it goes back to Jeff's Friday discussion when he threw that out there of, you know, go ahead and trade Ezekiel Elliott for a first round pick or maybe a couple of first round picks, and then, you know, use that and save some money. It goes back to that moment where people started buying into, okay, you can do these things. And I just think that Zeke's looking at it, saying to himself, they want as little distraction as possible with this season. They want everybody to go into it with the same, hey, let's go win this championship, because there's a lot of pressure on Jason Garrett to win. There's going to be a lot of pressure if Dak Prescott doesn't have a contract, which you'd much rather him have the contract going into this season, then all the questions being just that, throughout the entire year or even in training camp. Kellen Moore is trying to implement this offense. There are just so many things that there's pressure on a lot of guys. And now Zeke applies this to it too, and it becomes a distraction. And they don't want distractions because they are in a position for the first time in a long time where they are primed to be a championship contender. And prove that they can do back-to-back playoffs.
If they don't want distractions, then go ahead and move on from Zeke, because just prepare. I think Zeke will always be a distraction.
How much of his off-field stuff affects you not wanting to pay him specifically? Is it at all?
That's definitely has something to do with it.
But it's more about the
it's more about the position. Like, going back to the draft, I wasn't a huge fan of drafting him that high just because I don't value the position that high. And don't get me wrong, he's been fantastic. And I mean, clearly it's turned out really well for you. Mm-hmm. I just think that you could find, like, the production difference in the third round that wouldn't make you, it wouldn't destroy your football team. You'd still be like, okay, that's quality given what we've invested in the offensive line and now the wide receiver position and everything like that, where it wouldn't break you. And then you could still invest on like a pass rusher or whatever, that it can be more difficult to find that kind of guy in the, not impossible, but more difficult. And so that's the main thing, but you're right. His off the field stuff, that concerns me for sure, as it would any player you're about to give the money to. Because you know what I'm worried about? And I really am. I'm worried that this is going to be the Dez Bryant deal all over again. And people can disagree with me all they like, and they can blame it on Dak. They can do whatever. The bottom line is, the second he got paid, he didn't have another good season after that. So I am very concerned that the off-the-field problems and the attitude between Zeke and Dak has some parallels, and him getting paid, I am worried about what that might do to, I don't know if it's his work ethic as much as his I don't give an F ethic, which I think is already kind of low to begin with. And so that's a fair point. I am concerned that you back up the money truck and it gets even worse.
Now, you said that you don't value the running back position as well as most of the NFL doesn't either, but I think that changes when you talk about the Dallas Cowboys.
I agree.
Because of how much that they use that position, and also you not only in the running, but also you have to look at how he pass protects.
Sure.
How everything that he does is above board, top notch. Now, if you want to talk about off the field, you can talk about off the field. But as far as on the field, there's not much out there that you would ask any running back to do that Zeke's not graded at least an A minus at. Right?
Sure.
So when you got that there, you've almost got, unless you can find that exact guy again, which maybe you can, then you're just going to take a lesser product because you're not sure if you want to pay him the money, and also because you're thinking that the longevity of a running back in this NFL is not that great. Yet we still see some older running backs out there doing stuff and keeping up and going. I don't think this guy's motor is going to die out.
No, he's going to be a very good running back for 3-5 more years. And I mean, through the contract, I think it'll be good.
But whenever
I'm sitting there stacking up talent, I don't want to pull talent off my team. I don't want to move on from talent. No, I want to keep talent.
I agree, but the statement you just said is terrifying to me. 3 to 5 years. Think about, like, how that could go from working out for you pretty much to being a disaster. He's still under contract for 2 years. So if he's really good for 3 more years, that means 1 year out of your 4 to 5 year deal. But if he's good for 3 more years out of that 4-year deal, hey, then we'll all be fine with it. But if not, then it'll be a problem. To your other point, though,
I also wonder, when the Cowboys did Emmitt's contract, how could you predict Emmitt could be him, you know, for his career?
Sure. And I do kind of wonder what is their perspective on this season? Because going into that 93 season, you had to be looking at it from, it's Super Bowl or bust. And if that's what they're looking at here, well, again, then hell yeah. And that's one of the reasons I don't advocate trading Zeke away, just because you don't have a replacement. I get in the long term that could totally work out for you, but you don't have a replacement. And I view this season as a Super Bowl or bust season.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.